I'm currently heading south on a canal in the West Midlands, which has run from Worcester up towards Birmingham. We've gone up and we're coming back down again, and currently sort of doing no more than 4 miles an hour, because you're not allowed to do more than 4 miles an hour on a canal, in a canal boat. And once you've handled one of these enormous 48-foot beasts, and this is kind of a short one, it's only 4 beds, you'll understand why, because the momentum of these things is enormous. Very hard to stop, or at least very hard to steer once they start to go peely-wally. And yeah, we've had pretty good weather. It's kind of grey, a bit windy and stuff, but it's been really nice. It's been a delight to get out of London and to be amidst all of this sort of peace and tranquility, although we can hear a motorway in the background. Yeah, I thoroughly recommend a canal weekend holiday to anybody. It's superb. I've also discovered an amazing respect for the mechanism that is the lock, the canal lock. It's simple and it's genius, the way the water forces the gates shut and keeps them held, and then you sort of wind it up and there's these like plug sinkholes that you pull up the plug from and it all runs out and back up, and then you float and you rise and you fall. It's genius. These very simple sort of cogs and things, but all working together, is a piece of brilliance. Engineering, God bless us all in Blighty, in the Empire. Yeah, anyway, we're sort of drifting down, and quite often in a moment of quiet and the engines aren't raging away, it's feels very much like that sort of going up the river in Heart of Darkness, and sort of eerie calm in the reeds and looking in the tree line, and just seeing this sort of vast still ache of water stretching out ahead of us as we very slowly, and that's the key, is the slowness of it cutting through it. It's beautiful.